Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. We have a great interview for you today. We have Cheyenne Griffiths. She's our Personnel Director.
Good morning.
Nice to have you on the show, Cheyenne.
Good to be here.
So, Cheyenne, been doing my research to prepare for you coming on and so appreciative that you are here and really kind of realizing, wait a second, personnel is such a big aspect of what Lincoln County does. Really the first department that's anybody sees or interfaces with when they think about employment with Lincoln County.
That's absolutely correct. And, you know, I think that from even personal experience, it's the first experience that I had with Lincoln County personally, looking to find a position in Lincoln County. So we do currently have 32 active recruitments. They're in various stages of the process in terms of the ones that are up on the website that you would see if you were looking on our website at jobs at lincolncounty.or.us. Probably have right now about 12. I just approved 3 additional positions yesterday. And so, yes, the first place that you would probably encounter Lincoln County is on our website if you're looking for work or if you're looking for information about Lincoln County.
Yeah, and to kind of put it in perspective, I mean, what kind of turnover do we see as folks are anxious or hopeful that new positions will show up? What's the general rule for?
On average, we have about a 12 to 15% annual turnover. We will be experiencing and have been experiencing kind of the same dynamic that has been going on throughout the nation of the baby boomers beginning to phase into retirement. And so as we see that nationally, we see that trend also locally and are beginning to experience some of the retirements that will open opportunities within Lincoln County and have been probably in the last year I've seen a bigger uptick in retirements having an impact on the recruitments that we are working on. We have other openings that become available because people move out of the area and other opportunities become available too.
Yeah, and it seems like the budget is stabilized and we don't seem to be having a lot of growth, but we're not dipping either, so...
Well, throughout the state, the economies of most counties are fluctuating and dependent upon the dollars that are available. We in Lincoln County have been the beneficiary of some very good planning on the part of our commissioners in terms of making sure that we are very judicious about our funding sources, very judicious about how we spend. And we recently went through negotiations with our unions to also implement health care insurance that will help control the escalating costs of employment going forward. And so we are, at this point, very fortunate to be relatively stable financially.
Well, we're talking to Cheyenne Griffiths. She's the Director of Personnel at Lincoln County. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment to continue our discussion with her, and we'll be back. Cheyenne Griffiths, she is the personnel director for Lincoln County. Cheyenne, we kind of laid the groundwork earlier about how people make contact with the personnel department, especially as they're looking for employment, and we'll get back to that. But for you, has HR, and I mean, are we talking about human resources? Is that the kind of discipline that that you do?
That is the discipline. I think you asked a little bit about why I am passionate about HR, personnel, so to speak. I worked for many years as a employment specialist for the state of Oregon, actually right here in Newport many years ago. Mm-hmm. And I developed a passion for helping people find work, for kind of beating the pavement, talking to employers, and trying to find out what opportunities were out there for people that lived in Lincoln County that were looking for living wage jobs. And from that passion for helping people find work, I was actively recruited to be the personnel director for Salishan Lodge back in the early 90s. And so the passion for personnel began with a passion for people, for helping them kind of integrate into a work environment and to be able to make a living wage in Lincoln County. For many years, I moved away from Lincoln County and became an HR professional. I have been a vice president of HR and also a HR director throughout the state of Washington and in the state of Oregon for many, many years. The passion for Lincoln County has always been there. I came back to Lincoln County. I think I mentioned a little while ago that it was the first contact that I had with Lincoln County was looking on the web page to see what kind of job opportunities were there. And so when I realized that the position for Lincoln County was open, that was an absolute interest and something that I really did want to return to doing the HR discipline and practicing here in Lincoln County.
Yeah. Sounds like some of those early experiences, too, really identifying with that really core need to find work and to find meaning through work.
Absolutely.
You know, can you maybe give us a little idea of why we have things such as personnel and where did this all begin maybe historically?
Well, historically, really in the 1800s, there were industrial applications for work that involved child labor, and really the groundwork and the impetus for forming the labor laws and the institution and discipline going forward was protecting children in the workforce. Through the process of making it illegal to employ children in unsafe environments, we move forward to the 30s when labor unions became in force and effective, into the 60s, civil rights movement and also some of the civil rights legal protection for workers became enacted and legislated. In the 70s, the language around employment and employment protections became a little more extreme and worded towards the employee versus the employer sometimes. The HR discipline really is kind of a balancing act between looking out for the rights of the employee and also protecting the business model and the rights and protections of the employer. And over the years, the evolution of the laws and the changing dynamic in the work environment has become the result of changing legislation, protection for workers, and it just evolves over time. I think recently we just experienced writing and communication of our personnel rules at the county, and that's based largely upon the need to explain and communicate to employees what their rights are under the revisions that have happened under the labor laws over time.
Yeah, and those meetings for us were mandatory meetings, and I think that's a good thing because sometimes, and maybe in our case as a larger organization, things run so smoothly as an employee, you might not pay a lot of attention to those things when you ought to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shan, the personnel rules and an effort like that to kind of have that compliance too with state law, I mean, really applies to all workforces, whether you're county or private.
Just having kind of an outline of what the rules are, what to anticipate as an employee, what's expected of you as an employee, and what you can expect from your employer. And that is a overarching need for all employers throughout the county, throughout the nation. And the HR discipline does touch on every aspect of employment from the time that you first apply for a position to your exit interview and everything along the way. The personnel rules address all of that, and so does all labor law. And it includes recruitment, orientation, training, making sure that employees are aware of and afforded their rights for their benefits provision, making sure that leave laws are enacted and complied with, dealing with, unfortunately, sometimes what is called employee relations issues that kind of bridge on if you're a union environment or not, how you deal with behavioral issues or performance issues with employees following labor law and following contract stipulation with a labor union. The county has six current active labor unions, and we recently went through negotiations with all of our unions and agreed upon collective bargaining agreements.
I would say you're very busy.
Very busy, yes.
Well, I have to ask, has, you know, computer systems and software made some of this work easier?
Some of the work is much easier because of computer software systems. We, as someone that from the county or someone externally who is looking for work, you'll log on to our website and you'll see that the logo that says NeoGov. NeoGov is a software system that is utilized by many public entities for employment-related purposes. It's a software program that you can log on, create a profile, and your profile stays intact within the system. But as you see opportunities that become available, you can kind of tweak your profile and then apply it specifically to any position that you might be interested in applying for. Important to note that prior to the implementation of NeoGov, all of the application process was paper. Walking into the office, greeting someone in the personnel department, and filling out a paper application. And the county has gravitated to all electronic applications, and we do not accept paper applications any longer. So if someone's having a challenge or an issue with getting online, doesn't have a computer, they can go to the employment division office, they can go to the library, they can come into the personnel office and fill out the application online, and we'll walk the person through that process.
If you're just joining us, this is Cheyenne Griffiths on Lincoln County Connections. We'll have more with her about applying for work at Lincoln County. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Today, we are talking to Cheyenne Griffiths. Cheyenne, as we walk our listeners out of the program today, let's discuss that online application process. You said everything is, you know, there is no paper anymore.
That is
correct.
And
I'm sure for some people that's a little uncomfortable to have to do it through a computer. You know, you're used to walking in. And but yet, on the other hand, it sounds like it's opened up a lot of opportunities to make applying for different positions pretty seamless.
It is more seamless. We go out to job boards and post actually nationally, and we receive more applications that way as well because the job boards are more
Maybe a little more competition.
Right, okay. A little more competition. And I know that it has been a little bit off-putting to individuals that are not comfortable with computers. And as I said earlier, if that's the case, come into the personnel office, and we're more than happy to walk anyone through that process to get them a profile created or to apply specifically for a position that they're interested in.
Well, and just a thought there. I mean, we are interfacing with computers on a really general level, you know, across the board. I mean, do we have many positions anyways where you don't even have to use a computer?
We have a few positions that still that don't require absolute interface with a computer, like in our roads department, our transit department. However, all of our employees do have email access to to email, and many of the communications that go out across the county do go via email, and employees are required to maintain their email account and to take a look at what's coming across over the email system. There are a few areas where it's not absolutely required, but it is becoming more and more part of the work environment.
Yeah, I've noticed I've had my moments where I've said, you know, could I survive, you know, even personally without email. I've got so many passwords, and I just don't think it's actually possible now.
In many positions, it's not.
You know? So, Cheyenne, that process, they can look online at, you said, NeoGov. It's really kind of kind of seamlessly integrated into the personnel section of Lincoln County's website. And once your information is in, you can update that and change that as necessary.
Absolutely.
Can they call if they have any questions in regard to what they're seeing and
yes.
making adjustments?
Yeah. The number that they could call is 541-265-0457. And once again, I just want to reiterate, the website is jobs@lincoln.org.us is where you can access. Just typing Lincoln County, Oregon into your internet browser will also bring up the Lincoln County website.
And generally, with about a minute left, Cheyenne, how would you, or what kind of advice would you give to folks in terms of, you know, taking a look and, continuing to try?
My advice and my advice for throughout my career to people that are job seeking is don't take it personally. If you don't succeed the first time, try again. It's not personal if you aren't chosen for a specific position. Most likely, in most cases, there's a more perfect opportunity for you just around the corner, and continue to try. Always feel free to contact the personnel office. We can walk you through informational interviews if that's something that you might have an interest in, or we can help you with your job search. More than happy to do that, and we do a lot of that in the personnel office.
So some of the faces that you might meet at personnel would be Mandy or Nan.
Mandy Sutter, Nan Buck, and Randy Thomas work in the mm-hmm. personnel department as well as myself.
And once again, that number for inquiries in terms of the application or assistance with that process is 541-265-0457?
Yes.
Yeah. And be aware as well, if you need to access a computer to apply for a job with Lincoln County, the library or the unemployment department on Avery, those are locations.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the program. Great to hear from Cheyenne Griffiths, and thank you for listening to us today on Lincoln County Connections. See you same time, same place next week. Have a great day.